A big question has lingered in the months since federal and state authorities charged J-Peak developers with fraud. What did Governor Peter Shumlin and other officials know about the alleged scam, and when did they know it? VPR has found that the Shumlin administration held some evidence of the alleged fraud 18 months before the state filed charges. Officials confirm they had suspicions, but they say they made a calculated risk to let the venture continue while investigations were underway. Hillary Niles reports.
The question of what officials knew and when is important because for months while J-Peak was under investigation, its principals still solicited more investors. At an April press conference announcing the charges, Governor Peter Shumlin said, despite red flags that stand out in hindsight, there's no way his administration could have prevented this alleged $200-plus million fraud.
I don't think there's anything that I could have done differently previously without knowing the facts.
The heart of the lawsuits against J-Peak owner Ariel Quiros and President Bill Stanger is this. The two men allegedly pooled investments from several developments when each project's funding was supposed to stay separate. And Quiros allegedly used those pooled investments as collateral to secure millions of dollars in loans. VPR has learned that state officials actually received a preview of the alleged fraud in November 2014. The leaked evidence came from an early J-Peak investor who declined to comment for this story. The evidence was a financial statement that showed commingled funds and unauthorized loan accounts held with Raymond James Financial.
That was important evidence, but it had to be coupled with other investigations and other reviews.
That's Commerce Secretary Pat Moulton. Even before the leaked evidence came in, the office she oversees had concerns about possible misrepresentations J-Peak was making to investors regarding a hotel at Burke Mountain and ANC Bio, the biotech campus planned in Newport. Governor Shumlin declined multiple requests to be interviewed for this story. Moulton says throughout much of 2014, her staff had demanded answers to long-standing questions of Quiros and Stanger, mainly about ANC Bio. The state wanted to know about certain financial projections, the status of necessary FDA approvals, and the relationship between project principals and a nest of corporate entities.
Like, let's say it's 10 questions, we'd get answers to 5 and not 5 others, and the answers we got prompted 5 new questions.
Both developments were to be financed through a federal immigrant visa program called EB-5. For $500,000, EB-5 gives would-be immigrants a fast track to U.S. residency if their investments can be linked to American job creation. It's the same program that J-Peak has used to fund its colossal build-outs since 2006. The resort's developments, including those in Burke and Newport, are overseen by a state-run EB-5 regional center. That office learned in summer 2014 that the Federal Securities and Exchange Commission was investigating Ariel Quiros. State authorities then demanded that J-Peak disclose that information in an updated investment offering. When that didn't happen, the state in summer 2014 suspended J-Peak's permission to solicit investors for QBurk and ANC Bio, its two active projects.
So everything was suspended, the marketing and any new investor dollars.
Then the leak showing commingled accounts in November 2014. Public records show authorities immediately grilled J-Peak representatives about the financial statement. Yet still, for months, even as J-Peak President Bill Stanger pleaded with the state to restore the resort's permission to market projects to investors, the resort's lawyers and accountants stalled on the state's requests for financial disclosures. Meanwhile, the state's Department of Financial Regulation was getting involved. Michael Pichak, who was recently appointed to commissioner of that department, came to serve as lead investigator on the J-Peak case. He said his first glimpse at a Raymond James statement led to scores more accounts at multiple banks, 20 or more at People's United, and more at J.P. Morgan, HSBC.
And then from there, we discovered Merrill Lynch accounts. And then from there, we discovered Citibank accounts.
This string of discoveries intensified as Pichak's investigation got underway in February 2015. Remember, this is 4 or 5 months after the leak occurred. And the leak came many more months after the state's own concerns surfaced. In March 2015, Governor Shumlin convened a meeting with Moulton, Financial Regulation Commissioner Susan Donegan, and representatives from the resort. In an earlier interview, Moulton recalled Shumlin's approach to J-Peak.
He pulled us all in and said, hey, gang, you know, your failure to provide information makes us feel like there's something you're trying to hide.
She said the developers assured officials they'd find a way to provide the necessary information. And Governor Shumlin
instructed both Susan and I to try to work with the project to assure we'd get the information.
J-Peak ultimately did answer certain questions and provide some disclosure to investors about the SEC probe, but they still had to provide their financial statements.
They never did. They never did.
Yet, within days or weeks of the March 2015 meeting, authorities released Kyros and Stanger back to the international market to bring in money for ANC Bio. In July, their permissions for QBERC were restored. Pichek says it took until September of that year before state securities regulators amassed enough evidence to understand what they now believe was a massive fraud. It would take months more to compile that evidence in a strong lawsuit against Kyros and Stanger. Moulton says sending them back to the market to solicit investors that spring, as the state and federal investigations played out, was a calculated risk.
I wouldn't call it a gamble. We were trying to make a calculated risk. We were trying to do the best we could based on what we knew and knowing there were a lot of Vermonters working up there. And so we wanted to try to have that continue and get projects built.
She maintains that controls the state subsequently placed on J-Peak's fundraising protected new investors. All their money was placed in an escrow account controlled by state regulators, not Kyros and Stanger. And, Moulton says, moving the projects forward also protected those who had already put their money in.
With the understanding that a finished hotel is worth a whole lot more than a half-finished hotel, both to the investors but also to the contractors who needed to get paid.
The hotel did get finished and should open this fall. ANC Bio never got off the ground. And dozens of investors now face the risk of not only losing the $500,000 they each put into J-Peak, but also the American residency they had hoped their money would buy. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.